Lesson 9, Section 1, Willing to Train.
Catherine has just left school and she wants to find a job. She and her mother have come to speak to the careers advisory officer. Listen to their conversation.
Oh, come in.
Oh, thank you.
Take a seat. I'm the careers officer.
You're Kathy, aren't you?
That's right. This is Catherine Hunt, and I'm her mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Hunt? Hello, Catherine.
Hello. Pleased to meet you.
And you'd like some advice about choosing a career?
Yes, she would, wouldn't you, Catherine?
Yes, please.
Well, just let me ask a few questions to begin with. How old are you, Catherine?
She's 19. Well, she's almost 19. She'll be 19 next month.
And what qualifications have you got?
Well, qualifications from school, of course. Very good results she got. And she's got certificates for ballet and for playing the piano.
Is that what you're interested in, Catherine? Dancing and music?
Well, ever since she was a little girl, she's been very keen on her music and dancing. She ought to be a music teacher or something. She's quite willing to train for a few more years to get the right job, aren't you, Catherine?
Well, if it's a good idea.
There you are, you see. She's a good girl, really. A bit lazy and disorganised sometimes, but she's very bright. I'm sure the careers officer will have lots of jobs for you.
Well, I'm afraid it's not as easy as that. There are many young people these days who can't find the job they want.
I told you so, Catherine. I told you you shouldn't wear that dress. You have to look smart to get a job these days.
Oh, I think she looks very nice. Mrs. Hunt, will you come into the other office for a moment and look at some of the information we have there? I'm sure you'd like to see how we can help young people.
Yes, I'd love to. Mind you, I think Catherine would be a very nice teacher. She could work with young children. She'd like that. Or she could be a vet. She's always looking after sick animals.
Oh, I'm afraid there's a lot of competition. You need very good results to be a vet. This way, Mrs. Hunt. Just wait a minute, Catherine. There are just one or two more things, Catherine.
Do call me Kathy.
Okay, Kathy. Are you really interested in being a vet?
Not really. Anyway, I'm not bright enough. I'm reasonably intelligent, but I'm not brilliant. I'm afraid my mother is a bit over-optimistic.
Yes, I guess that. She's a bit overpowering, isn't she, your mum?
A bit. But she's very kind.
Oh, I'm sure she is. So, you're interested in ballet and music, are you?
Not really. My mother sent me to lessons when I was six, so I'm quite good, I suppose. But I don't want to do that for the rest of my life, especially music. It's so lonely.
What do you enjoy doing?
Well, I like playing tennis and swimming. Oh, I went to France with a school choir last year. I really enjoyed that. And I like talking to people. But I suppose you mean real interests, things that would help me to get a job.
No, I'm more interested in what you really want to do. You like talking to people, do you?
Oh, yes. I really enjoy meeting new people.
Do you think you would enjoy teaching?
No, I don't really. I was never very interested in schoolwork, and I'd like to do something different. Anyway, there's a teacher training college very near us. It would be just like going to school again.
So you don't want to go on training?
Oh, I wouldn't mind at all, not for something useful. I wondered about being a hairdresser. You meet lots of people, and you learn to do something properly. But I don't know. It doesn't seem very worthwhile.
What about nursing?
Nursing? In a hospital? Oh, I couldn't do that. I'm not good enough.
Oh, yes, you are. You've got good qualifications in English and maths. But it is very hard work.
Oh, I don't mind that.
And it's not very pleasant sometimes.
That doesn't worry me either. Mum's right. I do look after sick animals. I looked after our dog when it was run over by a car. My mother was sick, but I didn't mind. I was too worried about the dog. Do you really think I could be a nurse?
I think you could be a very good nurse. You'd have to leave home, of course.
I rather think I should enjoy that.
Well, don't decide all at once. Here's some information about one or two other things which might suit you. Have a look through it before you make up your mind.